This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Welcome to Wahine Atua, a space made for and by women in Taranaki. Whether you're tuning in at home, work, or with a cuppa in hand, you're in great company. Join us now for chats, laughter, real korero, and a whole lot of wahine power. It's Wahine Atua, on now here at Access Radio Taranaki.
And welcome to Wahine Atua for another week. Nice for you to join me, Fee and Crystal.
Hiya.
How are we, ladies? We're good. Crystal's frozen.
Yeah, it's so cold because it's winter and she's frozen.
I know. It is. And funnily enough, that's what we're talking about, is winter. Hopefully she might jump back on and she'll unfreeze. We've just been talking about internet freezing and who everybody's with and all the rest of it. And, of course, as we are in winter, don't you find you spend more and more time inside and on the internet, and you're also looking at things like, you know, what you can get with, you know, movie-wise and chilling out when the weather's crap, and you seem to use a lot of it more, don't you? So you need to have good internet, especially over winter.
Absolutely.
It doesn't look like Crystal's able to join us, unfortunately, but we'll carry on. Fee, we were going to talk today about winter and about how it affects what you like, what you don't like, you know, what you look forward to about winter, what you don't look forward to about winter, and you know, even if we can touch on, obviously, I know we've talked about it a little bit before, and that seasonal affective disorder, which I have a little bit of experience with my ex-husband having had it. So it's something which is amazing how many people are affected by it. So we'll start, Fee. What do you love about winter?
Well, I don't mind winter, other than the fact that I'm allergic to wool, so I do really need to hand in my Kiwi card. But so I find keeping warm is my issue. But winter is, it's so brisk, and it's, when it's not squally, you know, you can take the squally away. I know, and living rural and in a farming community, we do need the rain, but can we have it in little measured amounts? Yeah. I'd be happy. But there's something quite beautiful about the crispness of the mornings. Mm. And we do need a bit more sun, though. To be fair, because we are just complicated little plants. So we need to be really conscious of, I think, getting out in those moments when it's not raining, winding, and all those sort of things, to get enough of the sun or the sunlight so that our melatonin and stuff goes. Because it's no wonder everyone wants to hibernate.
Oh, I mean, absolutely. Yeah.
You go to work and it's dark. You come home and it's dark. You don't even remember what your place looks like in the daylight. You just, you know, want something comfort food, and, you know, jump into bed, and it's like you look at it and it's, oh, it's 7 o'clock, and why am I still up? Because it seems like it's late.
I know. It's a bit like, you know, I must admit, obviously, you know, I start work about 4 a.m. I get to work. And so I do leave, obviously, when it's pitch black. And thankfully, I sort of get home mid-afternoon, so I do get a few hours of sunshine, and which is great. But in saying that, it makes such a difference, doesn't it? You know, when you can actually get out and about, and like you say, I mean, we've both got dogs, and you get out with your dog and go for a walk, and it does make such a difference. For me, the thing I hate, I'll talk about what I hate first, actually, is the mud. I can't stand it. And you know, we've got animals and horses, and when you're trying to move stock and the weather is shit and it's blowing a gale, and you know, you're in bloody gummies and your gumboots are going squelch squelch, or the odd time that I've had a quick dash and I've worn, you know, I hate to say it, even thrown bloody jandals on or whatever on, and I've gone out there and end up with mud and all over your toes. And it's just, I hate the mud, just hate it. I don't mind it, the coldness, it doesn't worry me too much, because you can always, you know, for me, I can
wear another layer on.
I put another layer on. I'd much rather it be too cool and be able to put more on than be too hot and can't peel any more clothes off. You know, you can't exactly detach your skin, can you, when you're bloody hot? But and saying that, the other thing I don't like is I don't like a lot of blankets on my bed, and I don't like the weight.
Oh.
And so for me in winter, I've really struggled putting it because I only just have like a duvet, and I sort of it's a comforter thing on my bed, and so I don't like having a lot of weight on my bed. So yeah, I must admit, if it hadn't been for the fact that I have a Labrador lying next to me as an electric blanket, I'd probably freeze my butt off, you know. But
Oh, I have the best thing for on your bed.
what's that?
It's not an electric blanket because electric blanket goes under you. It's an electric throw. It goes over
I've
top.
seen those. It's an amazing.
They are, I mean, converted. I bought one for someone else who was actually when they were going through cancer treatment, and because they felt the cold all the time, and I went, oh, maybe I'll just get myself one, and I just won't be without one. They is the best investment. And I mean, even whether you get a cheap one that came out for $40 or you know, spend $150 at Briscoe's because it's on sale, they honestly plug them in. They're just brilliant. They've got a timer, they're whatever. And, you know, because I know electric blankets are dangerous because you can, you know, they can fold and they can burn, but this goes over the top.
What a great
And
idea.
it's just blissful. And they're not heavy. You know, because I know what you're saying, because sometimes you get in the bed and you feel like you're sleeping under bricks because
Oh,
you've
it's
got so
horrible.
much weight on. But no, totally recommend it.
Oh, well, I'll have to look into that. I will say also, like, I turn my electric blanket on. In fact, I've already turned it on now because I'm going to go to bed shortly. But I jump into bed and I turn it off. Then sometimes I'll wake up in the night and I'm cold and I turn it on again just to warm up again a little bit. But and then as soon as I start feeling like I'm going to fall asleep, I'll turn it off again. But and sometimes I don't know how on earth I do it. You must be asleep, but you automatically been turn it off. I somehow, you know, and it's off and I
Yeah,
can't.
which can be a bit dangerous, though.
I know. Well, that's it. I'll sort of try and be careful, but yeah, I don't. I must admit, I don't think I could do without having that extra warmth because I just get you get so bloody
Yeah,
cold. You're
you
like
should
me. We
definitely
both work.
try.
That's the other thing I've noticed is since losing weight, how cold my feet are always so freaking cold. You know, like I seem to always have it. Like I never noticed it before, but I've always got really cold feet. I tell you one thing, I did go and buy not so long ago, and they've got them on sale at the moment. Even the longer ones, I went and bought one of those Udis.
Oh yeah, I love them.
Yeah, I bought one of those, and it's an hoodie with a zip up like a jacket, and it's so warm. And the other thing, it's got thumb holes to push your thumb through. It's got those, and it's so lovely. And I see they've got them now. I think they're about 116 for the long ones, and they're on sale 40% off or something. And they come to virtually like your mid of your calf. And I thought, God, you know, that'd be
But
so good.
that's if you're short.
Yes, if you're short. Yes, not like you. They'll probably come sitting on your bum if you're lucky on you. But
Yeah, it comes down to just about my knees.
like they're really long. And I thought, oh, that'd be quite nice. But I must admit, I find that really good because I can throw it on even with my bloody stretchy tights and go for a walk. At least it gets me out and about. The thing I what I love about winter is I love the if we can get fine days and that crispness, like you were saying, like when you get up in the morning and it's clear blue sky and it's crisp. I have a perfect view of the mountain from my house here, so it's
You do.
lovely for me. Yeah, it's so lovely to see straight across the plains at Nairi, and I see the Maunga, and it's beautiful. And it makes me think, gosh, you know, we're really lucky that we get to live here in Taranaki and see that mountain. You know, because it is beautiful in winter. I mean, it looks great in summer, but it's when it becomes magical in winter. I think
I
so.
agree.
Yeah, I think it's great. I'm not into skiing or anything like that, Fionn. I know a lot of people are.
No, not me.
But that's not me either, I'm afraid. So I can't say I love it winter because I get to go skiing. And I, you know, like we were saying before, getting out and about and getting some sunshine hours. And winter, you've got to make the most of it and plan it to be able to do it and go if you can do.
Well, it's easy to not. It's easy to actually become, I suppose, sad, you
Yes.
know,
Yes.
because it's like it's an effort. Whereas in summertime, you know, you don't even have to, you know, you don't have to chuck more clothes on to go outside, or you know,
No.
it's no effort. You simply, oh, I'll go outside and out you pop.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, you go out if you want to go for a walk, you know, this time of night, which is not, you know, that we're recording, it's not unreasonable to go at the daylight
No,
in
it's
summer,
not.
but it But we've got to remember, we've got to take a torch. You've got
Yeah.
to, you know, there's certain places you can't walk so easily. I mean, walking through the park at this in the dark is
No,
not
you can't go
recommended.
up. Yeah, no, you don't want to do that.
But even walking the streets, because you know some of our footpaths are up and down like I don't know what.
Well, I know even walking where we both, in Central Taranaki, and I know a few times, even in the daytime, when I've walked along Broadway and I've taken like snuck through town after I've done a loop from the park, is that, those cobbles there aren't exactly even. If you didn't
And if
watch
they're
it,
wet.
oh, yeah, I know. That's it, Yeah, you've got to be bloody careful. You don't want to fall over. I will say, I've got a friend who'd been and bought some of those poles to
Oh,
have.
yes.
And she finds them really good. And I often thought, God, I must actually use them or try. I've actually borrowed a set off her to try, and I haven't used them yet, but I must do that because it would just give you that balance, just that extra bit of balance.
Absolutely.
Yeah, walking around and doing things like that, because it'd certainly be good to do that. I think the other thing too for me is that I noticed that how, like in winter, when you've got animals, it can be just a pain in the bum with your dog. I don't know. Excuse me. I don't know if your dog's like mine. They here. I've got bloody Labradors, as you know, Fee, and they won't go outside if it's raining. They'll swim and climb in the troughs, and they'll jump in a river, and they'll jump in a swimming pool. But will they go outside and get their feet wet when it's raining?
Oh, Molly does.
Does
She
she?
comes back looking like a drowned rat.
Oh God, I
She's
wish
so.
mine would go outside. They don't, and I have to push them out the door. And of course, I've got stairs, so I have to go outside and push them down the stairs to get them outside. And it's like, oh my God, it does my head in. And the muddy feet,
Oh,
muddy.
yes.
Like I have a towel at the back, but by the end of the day, I've got to change the towel because it's just like, and then they still walk mud through the bloody house. It drives you bonkers. Thank God for a good vacuum, but it does drive you nuts. It really does. That's crazy. Fee, what's your experience with people with seasonal affective disorder? Have you ever come across that much?
Absolutely. I know for myself that I don't know whether I get sad per se, but I know that it's easy, I suppose, to slip into that sort of mindset even if it's not, the disorder, just because there is a lack of sun. And you just want to hibernate, you want to, and so that's why I think for myself it's really important to force myself to go out, like, and to breathe that fresh air. Every lunchtime I go walking. And I mean, I only do probably 3 or 4 K at lunchtime, but even if it's raining, I'll go into town and I'll walk up and down the streets. I mean, everyone sees me, they know me, that's what I do. And they're like, and they're saying, why are you doing it? It's because it's so important to get that fresh air and sunlight, daylight, because your body needs it. Because otherwise, the occasional times I don't, by the end of the day, I'm mentally shattered.
And I know myself too. The one thing I've noticed is that if I don't walk every day, I don't sleep as well. If I haven't had that fresh air, I certainly don't. As I said before at the start of this recording, was that my ex had SAD, and he went for many years just feeling down, feeling really down when it came into winter, and eventually he was recommended to get a light box, which actually was the hospital lent it to him, and it made a huge difference in his life. And there were days where he just couldn't, he wanted to stay in bed and pull the blankets over his head, but he would get in front of the light box, and then that would give him enough of a lift to be able to get up and get dressed and do stuff. And obviously, having low levels of serotonin is a huge, huge, huge thing. It's really important. And I guess it's that whole thing, the two of encouraging and being there for each other to be able to get out there and give it a go.
I think it's important also to check in on your friends over winter. And make a point of meeting up with people, because we become isolated, we become bear-like and want to stay at home, whereas making that connection can be a lifeline, actually, for ourselves as well, because we are pack animals, and and we need that. And so we be, there's a couple, a lot of things. There's the, you know, physiological, obviously, with the sunlight or daylight and fresh air, etc. But then there's that, you know, the emotional and wairua type stuff. You know, because if you look at the actually Mason Drury's Te Whare Tapu Whā, you know, you've got, you know, the foundations of your building. And so if we're not looking after our physical and our mental and you know, social type stuff, then we fall apart. And so winter makes it just it so much more difficult to do. Because I know that it's like, oh, like, oh, I don't can't really be bothered, you know. Someone will say, oh, let's go and do this. Oh, really? Could make an effort. It's dark and you know, but I've made a point. I have to do something every month, you know, like go out and do a something. You know, I mean, obviously I go to work and that sort of things and have family stuff, but to actually make and something to look forward to. That was something that my mum used to always say, you must always have something to look forward to. And I think in winter it's even more important.
It's good advice.
It just gives you, yeah, that little spark. It's like, oh, you know, I've got a whole week of rain, you know, which can be forecast. And but you know, oh, actually, in the weekend I'm going to, I don't know, Patonk. I don't even know what, but something. Try something new and crazy. There's lots of indoor things that you can do. Go and find out about indoor bowls, or you know, or just, like, for example, you know, there's community garage sales that are on and all sorts of weird and wonderful things. I guess for the internet can be quite useful, instead of just, you know, doom scrolling, which, you know, unfortunately a lot of people seem to do.
Well, that's the thing. You're sort of caught between a rock and a hard place at times, and do find it like that, don't you? I think a lot of people do, you know, like it's freaking crazy. It is crazy. I think also, too, it's quite important to realise, like, it's good advice fee that you're saying to check in on each other, because the one thing I've noticed, and funnily enough, we went to up to the rest home to visit an elderly lady the other day, and here she was lying in the sun, and she said, oh, it's so nice to be able to just lie here and be in the sun. And I thought, you know, good on her. But she hadn't been outside for a while. And I thought, you know, like I know with my mum is that, you know, mum doesn't she can't get up and move like she used to, obviously being 93. And but at the same time though, how important it is even just to take her out and get her outside, especially over winter, that she, you know, to take her, if it's even if it's spending an hour at Centre City, or if it's going and having a coffee somewhere or whatever, or you know, spending a bit longer at the supermarket or looking at the plant shop or whatever, how important it is to do that, because otherwise her mood is greatly affected by it. And you know, and that feeling sad over winter when you're elderly as seems to be, you know, certainly takes its toll.
Oh, it absolutely does.
You know, I think that's something I've really seen as well. How about flus, winter ills and chills? How do you get affected by that over winter, Fee?
Well, I do have the flu jab. You know, there were, yeah, just be, well, because of the nature of, you know, my work and being around people. I mean, you're the same, you're around a lot of people, and being immunosuppressed, I can't risk getting sick. So, I'm also very, I think, quite responsible with regard to my health. And I think we need to be and think about the fact that, okay, make sure you're eating those fresh vegetables and things. I mean, they're different vegetables. You're not eating so much the lettuce, you're having the broccoli or the, you know, those sort of things. Having a hot soup and actually getting that nutrition into you, very important. I do struggle getting enough water in over winter because it is just that little bit harder. But you know, that's I have words with myself, and I answer back, and we sort of work through it. But yeah, I don't tend to get too unwell because I avoid people. I have a policy: don't lick people, and you're generally okay.
I must remember that. I'm gonna watch you.
about if I see you doing the painting running forward like you're gonna leap on someone and lick them, I'll give you a kick.
And I have hand sanitizer in my car, and I've had that because I'm immunosuppressed. So that's the only thing I do is I've sanitized my hands for years now. That and my steering wheel, because you forget about it because.
Well, funnily enough, I was watching a thing the other day, and they were talking about steering wheels and saying how dirty they were. Like the average person, when they clean their car, they don't wipe their steering wheel. And I was like, they don't what? Like, I was really quite surprised that people don't wipe it when they clean their car. I need to give my car a clean at the moment. It's filthy. But you have to be careful, though, don't you? You have to be like sort of mindful. Buckling burner is something I try and take. I do try and take that. I do have the flu jab as well. I'm not immunosuppressed, but I've got obviously my daughter is, so I do it for her and also for my mum. So, you have to just be mindful. I'll tell you one thing I do love about winter, Fee, and that is getting the crock pot out.
Yes,
I do
of
like
course.
that.
Yeah, no, the crock pot's amazing, and it's all those weird things you find in your freezer. It's like, oh, I wonder how this cooks up.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it is like that, isn't it? Yeah, I'm trying to be good at the moment and not buying anything to go in the freezer. I'm trying to empty the freezer. I've got a big chest freezer, and because it's only me, well, mum, I cook mum a meal about 3 or 4 nights a week. But because it's only us, I mean, my dogs had a roast the other night. How ridiculous is that? Because me cooking a roast is it just took forever, and I had it, I think, about two or three nights in a row, and mum had it the same, and it didn't even look like we'd even had a dent off it. And so I thought, nah. So the dogs had rolled roast for dinner, and I bought myself a Dutch oven,
Oh, yes.
a cast iron one, and I, funnily enough, I saw a lady buying one yesterday at Spotlight. They were on special, and she was buying one too. And I said to her, "I love it because I've got a Kent fire, and I've cooked my soup on that. When I've got the fire going, I throw the soup on there and cook it away on the top of the fire. So I'm not using power either,
Yeah.
and it's great. I find it really good. But I do love making curries and casseroles and stuff like that. And nothing's nicer than throwing it on in the morning. I walk out the door and put it on low." And by the time I've got home at 2 o'clock, it's cooked, and I just leave it on warm, sitting there
Oh,
all.
and the smell, it's
I
just
know,
delicious.
that's it. Gosh, yeah.
It's
And I mean, let's face it, Fee, we're pretty bloody lucky here in Taranaki too, because we've had that discount store open up, and they've got amazing like recipe bases and tins of tomatoes, stuff that you can get cheap as chips, which you can use in those crock pots and make stuff, you know.
Although not the same price as the one I went to Palmy and got some stuff, and then went up to the New Plymouth one, and I was like, hold on, that's a different price.
Far out, really.
I was quite surprised by that.
I'm really pleased that I managed to avoid the big squeezy dessert bottle of Biscoff spread that I spent,
Oh.
and it hasn't been back. So I'm really pleased I didn't buy it. But oh my God, I could have done. But I didn't. But it hasn't been there since then. And I thought, oh, that's probably a good thing. But yeah, I do love that. And of course, my good old tomato sauce curry that I've made that a few times. But yeah, don't have never actually baked in the crock pot. I hear people who do, but I've never done that. I've only ever used it for like soups and casseroles and stuff like that. But I do love it. I must admit, my oldest daughter, she hasn't got one, and I said to her, get a bloody crock pot. I've got a spare one, use it. And she's like, oh no, it's all right. No. She's got, and I would have thought it would have been handy with having two little kids. But maybe she might learn as she gets older. But I couldn't do without my crock pot in winter. Absolutely could not.
Oh, they're just amazing. They really are amazing because you can just make anything.
You
And you
can.
can bake cakes in them.
Yeah, I've
People do.
never done that. Yeah, no, I've seen it. I went and bought a crock pot cookbook a few years ago. I looked it up, but I never used anything out of it, as you do with cookbooks. So if you're like me, I buy cookbooks. Probably one a year because I quite like cookbooks, but I don't ever use the recipes. I just like the cookbooks, which is crazy. But yeah, I certainly do love that. I love having a crock pot on and looking into the smell of it all.
which is
Oh, it's just this, yeah, the soup, and you can, I mean, the
nice.
what I call the, the one pot wonder soup. It's like, oh, we'll have a base and then chuck all the vegetables in. I mean, I love that, and it there's a, I think there's less waste in winter
Yes, I
with.
think so too. Yeah, I think so too. I'll let you carry on talking because I want to plug my charger in because my charger's about to, my laptop's about to die
That's all
while
right.
I'm recording this. So, what else do you like about winter feet?
I just like how beautiful that winter can be, and as long as I keep warm, and for me, the other thing that I will not do without, there's my bed throw, my heated throw, is my arm warmers.
Oh, really?
So it means that I can, keep my wrists warm, and I
Yeah.
can pull them down over my hands if I need, because I've always had very bad circulation, so my hands are like, portable ice blocks. So I put them on, that keeps me warm. I have a woolly hat. And I like being outside in winter.
Yeah, I hear you.
There's something about it. There's something quite magical about it.
Yeah.
But in saying that, I don't want to be in, we've got quite a temperate climate, to be fair.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would, rejoice so much if it was, -6 degrees or something, and I do. Living rural, obviously, we feel the cold because we don't have houses around us to help insulate
Yeah.
us.
Yeah.
But in winter, like the skies, it just seemed crisper, and watching the stars, like I was watching them before, we started recording, and it was like there's no light pollution, and that you can't put a price on the magic of it. And we've got Matariki, of course,
Yeah, it's
coming
not
up.
far away. No, not at all.
No.
I know,
And
and I mean, we're pretty sport here in Stratford, aren't we? With what the Stratford Council do at Matariki, certainly that's a beautiful event to go to over winter.
yeah,
Really
no, we are
stunning.
pretty lucky.
Yeah, gosh, yeah, it's crazy. Well, we're not. It's not all doom and gloom. We're heading towards the shortest days. We were saying beforehand at the beginning of this, and that's, it's not far away, and and then, next minute will be frickin' spring, and we'll have bulbs coming up left, right, and centre before we know it. It's crazy. It is crazy.
Yeah, it's yeah, we just need to be grateful that we're alive.
Yeah, that's so true. On that note, we will end it today. That is Wahine Atua for another Wednesday. Back with you again next Wednesday at midday. Have yourself a great week. From Fee and I, have a good week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.